piezoluminescence. Why would the body go to all this trouble to make a third eye with the same tissues and light-sensing mechanisms as the retina if there was nothing for us to see in there? What are we really seeing when we dream, have an out-of-body experience, or get sudden images flashing into our minds? And why were ancient cultures all over the world so obsessed with this gland as the center of our psychic vision? In a 2002 study published in the Bioelectromagnetics Journal, S.S. Baconier and associates may have found the answer without even realizing it. They dissected 20 different human pineal glands and found 100 to 300 microcrystals per cubic millimeter that were floating inside, largely composed of a common mineral called calcite. Each of these crystals were between 2 and 20 micrometers in length, basically hexagonal in shape, and were very similar to other crystals we find in the inner ear called otoconia. These inner ear crystals are known to be piezoelectric, which means they expand and contract in the presence of electromagnetic fields. The hairs inside the inner ear detect sounds when the otoconia bump against them as they move around from the vibrations picked up by the eardrum. Piezoelectric crystals can be used to tune in to radio stations without any electricity. The electromagnetic waves that are jittering all around us make these crystals expand and contract constantly. These movements can then be detected and amplified to make sound. Microphones also have piezoelectric crystals that pick up sound vibrations and turn them directly into electrical current. Some, if not many, piezoelectric crystals also give off varying amounts of light in a process known as piezoluminescence. This can be seen in a handheld lighter. When you push the button down, a spark of light comes out, which is caused by compressing a piezoelectric crystal inside. Through a process called piezochromism, some piezoelectric crystals release different colored photons from the same crystal depending upon the signal they receive. So far, these piezoelectric color changes have only been spotted in crystals under high pressure. According to the Royal Society of Chemistry in the United Kingdom, these piezoelectric color changes have been observed in a few systems but have not been exploited in any commercial way. So far, no one has needed to make a microscopic computer monitor or video projection system, for example. Baconier's calcite crystals may not be the only potential source of light in the pineal gland. Some scientists, such as Dr. Rick Strassman, suggest the pineal gland may also secrete a psychoactive chemical called DMT, though this has not yet been proven due to how fast it breaks down. DMT also appears to release light by piezoluminescence, as we will see. Dr. Lawrence Johnston discussed the controversial idea that the pineal gland creates DMT, which is chemically similar to melatonin and serotonin, two chemicals that appear naturally in the pineal gland and appear to be synthesized by it. DMT is structurally similar to melatonin. The biochemical precursor to both molecules is serotonin, a key neurotransmitter whose pathways are involved in mood and targeted in the treatment of psychiatric disorders. DMT also structurally resembles other psychedelic drugs, such as LSD and psilocybin, and is the active agent in ayahuasca brew Amazon shamans use to provoke out-of-body experiences. Trace amounts of DMT have been found in humans, particularly in the lungs, but also in the brain. Strassman emphasizes that the pineal gland is theoretically more capable than virtually any other tissue to produce DMT, including possessing prerequisite biochemical precursors and transforming enzymes. However, we do not yet know for certain whether DMT is made by the pineal. DMT may very well be the resin that Manly Palmer Hall said the ancient mystery schools were looking for. However, I am definitely not an advocate of taking psychedelic drugs, as they can be very dangerous and upsetting. there are spiritual practices that achieve similar effects in a positive way, and I'd rather use what I already have naturally and safely.